one of my most memorable I did odd experiences was when I was working upstairs from Teeland's with Rainey. It was the first year, and Joe May was winning. And his mother called and said, "I'm sorry to bother you, but my son's running this race." I said, "Yes, Mrs. May, I know. I'm watching it. I'm listening to it." I said, I'll give you a call." And she thanked me for that. And then a few hours later, I called her back and I said, "Mrs. May, listen up. I'm putting you on, but to the TV so you can hear your son come in." And she was so excited, and I was so happy to help her. I really enjoyed that. Knowing this is the 50th Iditarod makes me feel kind of a little bit old, even though I wasn't around in 73 as far as Iditarod went. But I've been with Dick for 40 years, and there's nobody crazier about Iditarod than Dick and his four sons. They've all run the Iditarod. Two have won. And Dick is so proud of all the boys. It just really feels good. So, thank you. I believe that the Iditarod has made a very large... What I know for sure in life is I think Iditarod has really brought a lot to the state. It's not only the state sport, but it's a learning experience for everybody that goes on it.